Mysterious things happen in the world of the early embryo. It can divide, producing identical twins, but embryos can also fuse, turning two fertilized eggs into a single person. No one knows how often this happens, but as DNA tests become more sophisticated, doctors around the world are stumbling across people who have two completely separate sets of genes. NPR's David Barron reports.
Karen has never gone public with her story before, and she's a little leery about doing so now. That's why she's decided not to reveal her last name or where precisely she lives.
I live in a suburb west of Boston where I've lived for over 25 years and have raised a family of three boys.
Those boys are grown men now, and Karen is 60. She lives with her husband in a sunny corner home beneath a pair of silver maples. Photographs of her sons decorate walls and bookshelves.
These are all three of them growing up. Matt's the oldest. Jesse is the middle guy. And this is Ben as a baby.
Karen sits. Her gray eyes wander as she recalls the bizarre news she received about those boys several years ago. It was when she developed kidney trouble and needed a transplant. Family members went in for testing. A nurse called with the results.
She said, "You know, Karen, something very unusual has happened here. We've tested your sons because they were possible donors. Your son's blood does not match your blood. And that's an impossibility. So they couldn't be your children," is what she said to me on the phone. "These could not be your children."
This was not some tragic case of babies switched in the hospital. Tests confirmed that Karen's husband was the father of the boys, and she certainly gave birth to them. So where did the boys get their genes, and why weren't hers passed down? Karen's doctors had never seen anything like this, and they began probing her body for answers.
This procedure was to do a biopsy on my bladder.
She keeps records of her medical odyssey in a folder, page after page, showing the tests her physician conducted.
This is another informed consent for the skin. Then she did hair samples and scraping of the inner tissues of your mouth samples and all of those pieces of my body were analyzed to see what the genetics were.
Finally, a couple of years ago, Karen's doctor announced the results.
She said, "You're a chimera."
A chimera, something so rare, few doctors would even think to consider the possibility.
That's C-H-I-M-E-R-A. And that is a fusion of two fertilized eggs.
Margot Kruskal, a hematologist and pathologist at Boston's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, was Karen's doctor.
In other words, she was destined originally to be fraternal twins. Both of the original fertilized eggs were girls, and so when these fertilized eggs, which presumably because they were close to each other in her mother's womb or for reasons we don't understand yet, fused at a very early stage of development, she developed with two separate cell lines.
Karen's blood contains the genes from one of those original twin sisters, whereas other parts of her body, her thyroid, skin, bladder, hair, contain the genes from the other sister, or a mixture of both. That explains why two of her sons appeared not to be her sons. They inherited the set of genes not present in her blood. Chimerism has long been studied in animals. Biologists frequently create mouse chimeras for laboratory experiments. Scientists have even made chimeras that are a mixture of two different species. For instance, animals called geep, half goats, half sheep. But little is known about human chimeras. Geneticist David Bonthron of the University of Leeds in England says basic questions remain unanswered.
We honestly have very little clue about how rare it is. There aren't any reliable figures on it, and in the great majority of cases, I'm sure that chimerism actually has no clinical effect at all, so that most chimeras just go undetected.
There's a growing sense that human chimeras are more common than once thought. With the advent of sophisticated DNA tests, chimeras have turned up in many parts of the world: Holland, Japan, Belgium, Switzerland, Kuwait. David Bonthron studied a chimera born in Scotland several years back. In that case, the child resulted from male and female embryos that fused. The child looked like a boy, but possessed ovarian tissue. This case was also notable because the child was the product of in vitro fertilization, which Bonthron suspects may promote chimerism.
In IVF pregnancies, you've got a very big increase in the frequency of twinning.
And twinning is a necessary precursor to chimeras being formed. The subject of chimeras has come up recently at meetings on forensics. The phenomenon could pose a complication for all sorts of genetic work. For instance, using DNA to identify victims of plane crashes and natural disasters. If an unknown chimera were among the dead, this one person's body parts might appear to come from two separate people. Chimerism could produce false negatives on paternity tests, and the phenomenon could confuse crime scene investigations. John Butler is an expert on genetic fingerprinting at the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
So let's say that blood is left at a crime scene from the perpetrator of the crime, and then if you went to the suspect, instead of drawing blood from that suspect, but instead got a buccal swab, which is basically like taking a Q-tip and swabbing the inside of their mouths and getting the cells from the inside of their mouths, and their DNA profiles are different because they're chimeric. You would have a situation where someone that really did commit that crime didn't look like they had committed it.
Butler emphasizes the odds of such a mix-up are extremely small, though, frankly, no one knows how small. The biggest impact of chimerism is not practical, but philosophical, existential, psychological. For Karen, who began life as twins, learning of her unusual past required some adjustment.
Telling my sons about this was the hardest part, because I felt that part of me hadn't passed on to them. I thought, oh, I wonder if they'll really feel that I'm not quite their real mother somehow, because the genes that I should have given to them, I didn't give to them.
She now realizes she did give one set of genes to each of the boys. She just has an extra set. Genetically speaking, she's both their mother and their aunt. Chimerism is mind-bending, and it raises questions about human life itself. If two people can have the exact same genes, that is, identical twins and maybe someday clones, and one person can have the genes of two, that is, a chimera, then what makes an individual? Certainly not genes, and not bodies either. With the advent of blood transfusions and organ transplants, many people today contain parts of other people. As for Karen, whose kidney troubles first led to the discovery of her unusual genetic makeup, she ended up receiving a kidney from her husband. And now, genetically, she's a mixture of three. David Barron, NPR News, Washington.